Morning, everyone. Today is March 19th, Ches Nisan. Appropriate is to be learning Hilchos Pesach right before Pesach. We are all Simon Tov Nun Gimel Sif Hei. We're learning Simon Tov Nun Gimel Sif Hei. That's page 96. The Mechaber tells us, Ha'idna Aser Lil Tois Bein Chitim Bein Sa'irim. Nowadays, it is forbidden Lil Tois to moisten the grain. Bein chitim, whether we do it to the wheat or whether we do it to the barley, we should refrain. What's the reason for this? Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkad and Chavav. Ha'idna, it's the right column. In this page, the two Mishnah Berurah is the right column. Ha'idna, nowadays, it's a loyimah. The af de bezman hashas loy osur rak lil tois hasa'irim. During the times of, in the Gemara, they only forbid the process of the moistening of the barley. It seems like they would moisten it a little before it become chamstik, as we'll see later on at the end of the simen. B'bnei shehein rakim, because they're softer. V'wadin, he says, as Neil's asking just now, shibayla shuol v'shifa in gankim b'chalal sa'irim linin zeh. So you're mechavim baruch Hashem. So too, shibayla shuol and shifain are also included in the category of sa'irim. And they would become chametz the quicker. Yesh lachush, shema yavayu lidei chimutz b'shas halasisa. And there's a concern that maybe it would become chametz dik during this moistening process. Aval chitim shein b'tivan koshim, but the actual wheat kernel itself is naturally harder. Einon memaharim lahachmitz, they wouldn't become chametzik so fast, they would not ferment so fast. Umutil lelosison, and then one would be permitted to do lesisa, this moistening process, with the chitim, with the wheat kernels. Vaidna, let me just finish the thank you. Vaidna asrua b'mnei, nowadays they said it's also she'ein onu b'kiyin b'lesiso kilkamei, because we are not experts. We're not experts with this moistening process, and before you know it, we will make the whole entire kernel into chametz. Yes, you had a question? Also lil tois, pirush, and sifkon chav zayin. Yes. Pirush lesisa, cause of a Rambam. What is lesisa? We mentioned this word. What does it mean? So the Rambam tells us, the Mishnah brings down, you put it in the water, and then you grind it right away. Rashi pirush, lishreison b'mayim, to soak it in the water, Ma'at, a little, koydim atachina, lahasir here, he says, Ari, he tells us here, lahasir mursonon, kidei sheti asolto nekiyo. What this would do is it would remove the husk. So then the flour would be a better flour. V'asir ha-goynim, the goynim said this is forbidden to do, l'fi she'enon ebekiyin liltois yafeh, because we're not experts in how to do this process correctly, shelo yavayli dechimutz b'shas alasisa, that we should be careful that we don't want it to become chametzik. We don't know how to do this now. Void, furthermore, going to the next column in the Mishnah Berurah, Shema Yavoy Elishois Ma'at Acher Gemar Halasiso, Koyed Matachino, V'yavoy L'dechimus. You might leave it too much in the water, you might bring it to a state of chametz. Now, the worst thing you want to do is make your matzah for this last seder that you make your achilas matzah on out of chametz thick of grain. That's the last thing you want to do. V'imavar v'losas, if you went and transgressed and you did this l'sisa, you should not have done it because we don't know how to do it. Asur la'achlon v'layohonis mihen v'mei Pesach. It is forbidden to eat it as well as to derive benefit from it during the days of Pesach. Mikomokoim, nonetheless, la'hashois kemach achitim halususim mutar v'pesach. Am I allowed to keep this flour in my house on Pesach? Or is this what's called flour of chametz that I have to sell if I want to use it after Pesach, or I have to get it out of my house, out of my possession? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mikol Mokom lahashis kemach achitim, to keep this kemachitim in your possession, which was moistened, dropped first, that's permissible. Im shorin b'mayim at utochnon miyad achar lesisa. That's if you let it soak in the water. You shorin b'mayim, let it soak in the water a little utochnon miyad. Then you ground it right away. after the lesisa, achar lesisa. I was so'irim, but the barley. Efshe dafil boifin zez also lahashois ulechatchila. In regards to the barley grain, even that you would not be permitted to keep, could be in your possession over Pesach, because it moist, it's softer, so it becomes, it has ability to become chametz the quicker. Since it's softer, it became chametzdik through this moistening process. Sivkon chavches, the mechaber told us, in also nowadays it's also forbidden lil tois to do this moistening, bein chitim, bein soirim, whether it's chitim wheat or barley. Sivkon chavches, the mishnah ruva harifois shekayrin. Gagekloch, like greifen. Is that right? Yeah. Hasui mechameshes aminim that are made from the chameshes aminim grits. Right. Also lahashoyisam lekuliyama. You cannot do this shriya, this moistening process at all, according to everyone. Shoshoyin oisan harbe b'mayim kaidim kisisasan. Nas in chametz gomri, because he would soak it in the water before isin harbim mayim. You soak in water a lot before it was crushed up, and then becomes 100% chametz. You want, you know, like you always want to see the hechsher, you know, 100% kosher Pesach, right? Mahudrin, mahajim, mahajim. Here you have 100% chametz gomer. That's a stamp on it, right? Even if you did soak them, there are those that say if you didn't soak it, if you did soak it, you cannot sell it to a non-Jew. Because it was chametz that was in your possession on Pesach. The name of his grandfather, he comes out with a leniency that one can sell to the non-Jew after Pesach, if it didn't crack open through the soaking process. The cracking opening of the grain that we're talking about, the kernel, is a simmon, is a sign of whether or not it became a chametzdik or not. So you have to know exactly what it means that it cracked open, what it didn't crack open. You have to be an expert with these things. Shekol shaloi nisbaku einoi vadei chametz ala sofik chametz. If it did not crack open, it's not definitely chametz, it's only a safik chametz. Yesh lehokil ba'avar olav ha-Pesach, sheinu elo isa derabonan, ayin sham. So he's saying that the chametz shavol of a Pesach, this that it's aser, is only derabonan, it's a knas that we said. It's a knas because a person did not fulfill his obligation of getting rid of the chametz. So the Chazal said, Chametz of Lava Pesach, Chametz which was in your possession on Pesach, one cannot derive benefit from it after Pesach. But this is the whole question, was it even Chametz Sh'ar Lava Pesach? That's why the Eli Rabba brings the name of his grandfather, that there's room to be lenient. Mikomokim, Migroifin, Shoisim, Mishbal Shual, Shoshoin Esa, Shibal Shual, Mikoidim, Harbe, Yachis, Shemizbakim, However, there's these beans, this greifen that you make from these not the beans, the grains from the Shibala Shul, so that would be forbidden because they would soak it a lot, until it cracks open. Once it's already cracked open, so you know it's chametzdik ready. So that you cannot sell to the non-Jew after Pesach. So basically, the Chazara summary of Sifhei is that there's this process of moistening this grain. As the question was asked earlier, what's the reason for this? Most probably, I think I saw once brought down that it would help the grinding process. Once it's softer, so you don't have to push as hard, you soften it up a little, and then you grind it afterwards. So we don't do this today, whether it's chitim or whether it's soirim. Okay, Sifvav. The Mechaber says further. Sakim shenoisnim bahem kemach kol hashana. The bags that were used the whole year round to put the flour in. Imroitze litein bahem kemach mechavsim oisam yofe if you want to use these same bags and now put the kosher paste of flour in it, and you want to wash it out well, tzrichim, continues the mechaber, tzrichim lahatir koidim akibus kol atfirus shebehem, baktsavois oyim heim mituloim. What you would have to do is untie, we've had this concept earlier in regards to the bags, you would have to untie all the stitches. Lahatir kol atfirus, you have to untie the stitches by the edges, oyim heim mituloim, or if they had, we heard the word tlai earlier, if they're patched up. We live in a generation where if there's a hole in something, so we throw it out. In fact, the manufacturers, they build things that they just don't last anymore. The toast ovens, the microwaves, if you have them for a few years, the printers, whatever it might be, it's like, wow, you have a dinosaur, it's already 3 years old. That's the way they think they make these things today. But it used to be a time period when they had the bags, and they've got a little hole, so you put a patch on it. Another hole, put another patch, and you keep the bag until it's a bag full of patches. So here we're saying that if you sewed a patch on the bag, just like you have to open the stitches around the edge, you have to also open up the stitches around the patch as well. So the Mishmur tells us in Sif Kod and Chof Tes, the Kemach Kol Hashana, that you use these sakim, and then for the flour all year round, Huadin Benoisim by Pamach Asorich Lahata Tfiros. What happens if I use this bag for flour one time? It's like a regular all-year-round flour. I only put in there one time. Do I still have to untie the stitches for one time? The answer is yes. Even for one time, you have to undo the stitches and then wash it out well. Sifkat l'amun, mechav samayisam yafek, clean it well. About kibus l'pesach, and now he tells us the proper order of how to wash the bags for Pesach. Tzarech liyayis dafka b'shifshuf b'chamin, you have to specifically scrub it with hot water, v'loy b'tzaynin, and not be cold, not with cold. It's interesting. He tells us with hot and not cold. By Chavetz Chaim, I guess, holds that it's not enough to say hot. You have to say hot and not cold. You have on the dial on the washing machine, it says hot and cold. So here, make sure you go to hot dial. It could be warm, right. So you want to make sure it's hot. Began the Afer, with ash, which is what we would call the soap, the Chavita, and the pound it out as well. Sifkan Laman Aleph, Tzrichim Lahatir, you have to untie the stitches. Vatam, the reason is, Shakemach Shebesoich Atfirois, the flour which is in between the stitches, Eina Yoitze Alde Kibus, it will not come out through the washing process. In fact, if you wash it and you don't undo the stitches, what will happen is you'll have the flour stuck in between the stitches, now it became wet. So you make things worse. The water will go in there a little, into the stitches where the flour is stuck. And it will moisten the flour that is found there. And it will get stuck there. In the little folds. And then afterwards, a little amount will get stuck in the flour itself, with the other flour. So therefore, washing it alone is not enough. You have to first undo the stitches, clean it out well, and then wash it. Because of Amagin Avram, Simon Tofnun Aleph Sif Katan Lamed Vav, Amagin Avram tells us in the halachas of Hagolas Kalim, which we finished learning, the Gam Tzorich Ligror B'Sakin Heitev Esachomitz Kaidem Akibus B'Mokim Shoya Tfiris. You also have to take a knife and scrape away, tzarech ligror b'sakin heitev, scrape away any chametz, any flour rather, that might be stuck on this bag, in the place where the stitches were. Sif cotton lamin beis, the mechaber said you have to untie the stitches by the ends, by the ksavois, v'wadin imro shekairin zoyim, the svasa sak, the lip, the opening of it as well. Kosvu ha'achroinim de'lachatchilo yoyse toiv liknos chadoshim. Okay, so we just finished discussing that a person can wash it all and so on and so forth. However, if we all want to know the best way, what's the best way?
Buy a new one.
Buy a new one. If you can afford it and if it's accessible, you buy a new one. Nafilu kol hasak kosher l'chabsoi heite shlo yishor boi ma'at chometz b'nikvei ha'ariga. Because at the end of the day, it's difficult to clean out this bag well to the point that you won't have anything stuck in there. We're not saying you can't do it, but it's difficult. But the eved, afilu lo hitiru ha'tfirus klal koydim ha'kvisav nosan kemach. But the eved, if a person made a mistake, and they have their bag, and they shook it out, and then they put in their kosher Pesach flour. And then they realize, you know what? They forgot to clean it out properly. Ein les or kemach. The kemach is not aser. Because of chayodim, chayodim says, the im nimso besoich, if you find besoich atfirus kemoi isosh nisyabesh, inside, stuck inside the stitching, you found some flour that dried up. Afilu b'dieved is also afilu koydem Pesach. Then we have the actual chametz, which dried up in between the stitches of the bag. This is 100% aser. Sheri perurin loy nikro lach v'chayiz v'neir, because the crumb is not considered to be a moist item, a liquid. Which by a liquid, you don't say chayiz v'neir, which had these halachas earlier that it gets reawakened. By lach, we don't say chayiz v'neir. It does not get reawakened. But by the crumb, the iser of that crumb is chayiz v'neir. It gets reawakened and it's aser even on Pesach. In regards to the sifting of this flour, if that will help, you have to look in the Mishnah later on. Let's continue. Yes. Sif cotton lamed gimel. In the Mishnah Ruro. So we said if you have the patches on the bag as well, so you would have to undo the stitches from the patches as well. Wadin sak shenosen by pamachas kemach shel Pesach. So to a bag that you put flour in one time, sak shenosen by pamachas kemach shel Pesach, you put flour for Pesach. But right, the chabsim litein by kemach, and you want to wash it out and put other flour in it. Sorech lahate gamkein atfirus atloim. You don't do the stitches and the patches. Dimloikein yischametz hakemach shebesoich hakmotim alei kvisa. Like we said earlier, if you don't clean out the flour properly, so when you wash it, you're going to have the water comes in contact with the flour, and as soon as the water comes in contact with the flour and gets stuck in the folds, so then you have a problem of becoming chametzik. So basically, a Chazara of Sivav is in regards to the bag that we have here, the Sakim Shenoisnim Behem, the Kemach, the bags that you put flour in the whole year round, when you want to use it, the best solution is buy brand new ones. If you cannot buy brand new ones, whatever the reason might be, the best solution you have, the second best rather, is to clean it out well, megar it, scrape it out as we saw from the Magen Avraham. Scrape it out first, wash it with the soap, with hot water, soap, and the beating process of getting your anger out, the attention ball, right? What's it called? It's stress ball. Okay. Okay, hopefully there's no tension or stress, Chas Shalom. No, it's Erev Pesach. We should all be happy. Okay, we're going to stop here now and hopefully continue later today with Siv Zayin.